Hey everyone, I'm Leah Jacobson, and if you use essential oils, you've come to the right place. As a certified clinical aromatherapist with over a decade of experience, I'll be guiding you with practical information without learning complicated chemistry. This will ensure that you and your family stay safe while enjoying the benefits of essential oils. Enjoy season 4 of the podcast as we read through my latest book, Using Essential Oils Safely. Now let's get started. Hey everybody, how are you guys doing today? This was completely random. I literally just saw a question. I'm like typing a response in the Facebook group, and then I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go live because there's kind of a lot of things to talk about when it comes to diluting essential oils. And this is something, if you haven't heard me talk about yet, you probably haven't been around me too long, because this is something that I like to mention frequently. So we had a question from Sherry, who is asking about the low topical max for spearmint and lemongrass. She says, has anyone else noticed that the usage rate for spearmint essential oil has been lowered to almost nothing for topical and wash-off products? Lemongrass rate has also drastically dropped. So I'm not really sure what she's referring to, because we have always had the stance of to dilute essential oils, and we've always shared the same number that you need to dilute spearmint and lemongrass to. So Sherry, it's possible that you are maybe getting that information from your company or maybe somewhere else. I'm not really sure where that's coming from, but spearmint has always had a topical max, and so has lemongrass. And there's actually a lot of essential oils that do have a topical max in order to prevent irritation, redness, etc. So first, before I get into what those exact numbers are, I just want to briefly go over the potential adverse reactions that can come about from not properly diluting your essential oils first. So I just mentioned irritation. Irritation is something that can happen on your skin, and this can look like redness, itching, blisters, or burning. And this is because you have not properly diluted the essential oil, or because it's been oxidized, but that's a different topic. So if you see these signs, there are a few things that you can do, but of course the best medicine is prevention, right? Sensitization can happen if you continue to put undiluted essential oils on the skin or continue to irritate over and over your skin when not properly diluting those essential oils first. And no, it's not detox. It is not detox. It is an adverse reaction. Our skin does not detox in that way. Now, back to sensitization, it is a delayed reaction that involves the immune system, and it's not reversible. So if you are going to continue to put essential oils topically on the skin, over and over, and kind of like ignore your body signs of this is not okay, you could get into a position where you are allergic to the essential oil or sensitized to that essential oil when used topically. But also, that is not going to be safe for you to use just via inhalation or in any way, shape, or form either. So it's really important that you listen to your body signs and that you properly dilute your essential oils. Now, some essential oils do have a very specific topical max for several reasons. It could be for phototoxicity. It could be because it's potentially carcinogenic if you go over that number. It could be for toxicity reasons. There are a number of reasons why you need to pay attention to these numbers and properly dilute first. And then if there is not a specific number, topical max tied to that essential oil, it's still a good idea to dilute. Essential oils are super concentrated. You do not want to use them as is. Essential oils are not carrier oils, meaning it's not like olive oil or coconut oil that you can slather all over your skin. They are very, very concentrated, and they are meant to be diluted, either diffused into the air, and your air is sort of your dilutant carrier before we breathe it in, or using a carrier oil, as I mentioned, olive oil, coconut oil, jojoba oil, almond oil. There are so many different kinds of carrier oils that you can use to safely apply those on your skin. And what that does is it not only prevents your skin from being irritated or getting that sort of adverse reaction, but it also lets your essential oils last longer too. So they are having a wonderful effect. They're very effective, and you are allowing them to last longer, and you're not spending so much money every month on your essential oils. So a few factors to consider when diluting your essential oil, beyond does it have a topical max, is the overall toxicity of the essential oil itself, including phototoxicity. Typically, this is built into the topical max number, and that is why we have that number. Another factor to consider is your age. The skin integrity of someone under the age of, say, 6 and someone over the age of, say, 60, their skin is going to be on the thinner side. Those of us in the 30s, 40s, 50s, you know, 30s to 40s, I think is the prime skin integrity thickness. And, you know, the graph, if you see it, is it like starts out really low where our skin is super thin when we're born, and then it gets thicker, and then it starts to get thin again. So that is another factor to consider, as well as any health issues, such as bleeding disorders, compromised immune systems, and things of that nature. If you are pregnant or breastfeeding, if you have sensitive skin, if you are using prescription drugs, there are a lot of factors to consider when choosing to dilute your essential oil and in how much you are going to dilute that. So there's a lot more information inside of our Learning Center on this topic. Just click on the topical use tab. Once you get in there, it's a free membership that you can find at leahjacobson.com. And now I would like to actually talk about some specifics and what you want to dilute some of these essential oils to specifically. So for those of you watching, this is recorded as a podcast, yes, but I also record this live for you, and this is uploaded on YouTube, and you can find both the audio versions and the video versions on my podcast page at leahjacobson.com/podcast so that you can see what I'm about to share with you. So I'm going to open my cheat sheets folder. I know some of you have this, and inside what I have is my topical max dilution charts. So for those of you inside the club who are VIP plusers, you have these physical copies. Anyone inside the club can download and print. So if you want to know the topical max for all of the essential oils that have a topical max, I literally have 3 full pages front and back with all of the essential oils that have a topical max along with their botanical names. And you can instantly download and print once you're inside the club, which you can find on my website. So I'm going to go ahead and use this chart, these 3 sheets here, front and back, and I am going to look up spearmint and lemongrass because that is what Sherry was asking about. So looking here, I'm going to find spearmint, and I'm actually going to show you right here. So let me make sure that I have my fingers right where they need to be. So this is for spearmint. Do you see that? 1.7%. And you can see a couple of other ones there that you can see in the frame as well. So 1.7% is the topical max for spearmint essential oil. You don't have to worry about it if you are diffusing. The air is sort of our carrier, and that is protecting us and our lungs. But when using topically, 1.7% is the topical max for spearmint. Now, the 0.7% part might be a little tricky for you. It can be hard to do half drops, right? But you can round to 1 or 1.5% if that's something that you want to do. But I can help you with calculations as well. If you are adding this to a carrier oil, just go ahead and leave a comment below and I can help you with that. But that is what you want to keep in mind. So a 1% dilution would be 1 drop of spearmint essential oil in a teaspoon of carrier. Okay? So if you wanted to add 1 drop of spearmint essential oil to 2 teaspoons of carrier, that would be a 0.5%. So just as a sort of idea, and we have charts over in the free membership, our Learning Center as well, that you can access to help calculate those topical maxes. So 1.7% is what is recommended for spearmint essential oil. And then lemongrass was her other question. And that I'm just going to show you is right over here. I just want you guys to be able to see for yourself. That is right here at right up here, 0.7%. So that is for lemongrass. Both of these can be sensitizing. And so we want to be very, very careful when using essential oils topically, just knowing which ones have a topical max, right? Because every essential oil is different. Some essential oils are safe for children, some are not. Some essential oils are safe for use during pregnancy and or breastfeeding. Some are not. Some are safe to use if you are on blood thinners, and some are not safe to use if you are on blood thinners. Some do not have a topical max, and as you can see by all of the essential oils listed on here, there are quite a few that do have a topical max. So the more you know, the better, right? Know better, do better. So I hope this has been helpful and gives you some ideas on a couple of essential oils and what their specific topical maxes are. And again, if you want to download this cheat sheet on the topical max dilutions of the essential oils, you can find that when you enroll right inside the club and then click on the essential oils tab and then scroll down to the page that says essential oils with a topical max, and you can actually access the class that I did on this, as well as the Q&A, as well as download these charts that you can print yourself. Okay, so I hope this has been super helpful, and if you have any questions, you know what to do. Talk to you later. This is Leah Jacobson, empowering you to use essential oils safely. I hope you learned something new today. Tell a friend about our podcast so they can learn too. All episodes are available at leahjacobson.com/podcast. To get a signed copy of my book or to access the course, which contains even more information, jump on over to my website, leahjacobson.com/book/course, for those resources.